Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Fonzie tells you how to be cool. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. This is Brian Salazar from Beaumont, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Beaumont?
Absolutely wonderful. It actually finally got cold here. We don't have much of a winter season.
Yeah, so how are you enjoying that cold weather?
I actually caught a cold when it got cold.
Well, there you go. That's appropriate, seasonally appropriate. Well, welcome to the show, Brian. Carl's going to read you...
They don't call them hots.
Carl is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Here is your first limerick.
When stomping on grapes, we're unchewed. Take that thought all the way and conclude. The contact with clothes may harm a wine's nose, so we're harvesting grapes in the...
In the nude.
Yes, very good. Over the centuries, wine has helped many people get other people's clothes off, so why should anybody wait until it's out of the grapes? Either winemaker Mike Hayes of Australia started harvesting his grapes naked to get closer to wine's ancient history, like he says, or he's just already drunk. Tasters of the nude wine say it has notes of cherry and almond with a strong armpit finish. Here is your next limerick.
As much as I plead and cajole, my fat dog won't go for a stroll. So the way that I feed will meet exercise needs. I put food in a difficult...
Bowl?
Yes, bowl! Very good. Husky, getting a little too husky. Chow-chowing too much. The Wall Street Journal reports that exercise bowls for your dog are the latest thing. They make your pet work for his dinner by moving it around or hiding it deep in a toy. That's what, you know, they have to climb up and get it, right? Or it runs away from them. This is what humans need. A hot dog is a lot less fattening if you have to chase it for 5 miles. And think of how fun and healthy it would be to eat bacon if first you have to kickbox the pig.
We're not eating if that happens.
Yeah, we're just
like, okay, whatever. I ain't got time for that.
All right, here's your last limerick.
For my smartphone, I might let my care lag. But cracked screens are a major repair drag. To protect from the shock of 2-3-foot drop, I'm giving my phone its own...
I'm stumped on that one.
Oh, no, you can get it. You can get it.
Here we go again. For my smartphone, I might let my care lag. But cracked screens are a major repair drag. To protect from the shock of a 2-3-foot drop, I'm giving my phone its own...
Bag?
Close. What kind of bag?
A...
Rhymes with care lag, a repair drag. To protect...
Airbag.
Airbag, yes! Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has invented the iPhone airbag. It can tell when the phone's been dropped. It inflates a protective balloon around it before it hits the ground. It's much cooler than the helmet and knee pads you've been making your iPhone wear. If you're unsure where our priorities lie in this country, I would like to point out we came out with the iPhone airbag before the baby airbag.
You can't take a picture with a baby.
That's true. Carl, how did Brian do?
Congratulations, Brian. You had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Brian.